This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan. Professor Green is our star guest tonight.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm good. You well?
Awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the new single.
Thank you.
We've been playing it on the radio. What's the response been from your side?
The response for me has been really, really good. It's always hard when you write something as personal as that. And I guess it's quite relevant to what, you know, Robin Williams, God bless his soul. You know, it touches on depression. It's not a depressing song, but depression is something that I've experienced and I do experience. And obviously I've seen what it led my father to. And it's not really spoken about amongst men, is it? You're a sissy. I'm sad. You're a sissy. There's that stigma attached to it. I hope it draws some attention to the subject.
Because do you think, like, I've had a lot of friends that have, you know, taken their own lives as well, which is a terrible thing to happen.
It's weird. When you get to our age, everyone you talk to seems to know someone who's done it.
Yeah, totally.
And I very much doubt if they were given a chance to have not done it, they wouldn't take it. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that people do when they get tunnel vision and they fixate on it and they can't see anything beyond, you know, the pain and the sorrow that they feel.
Yeah.
Because when my dad took his own life, the first thing I thought was he was selfish. You know, I went through a whole spectrum of emotions, but...
People's first reaction, really, isn't it?
But me even thinking that was selfish. I mean, imagine the situation he would have had to have been in to be able to do that, or anyone,
absolutely,
for that matter.
Because how old are you when that happened?
26. Yeah. And we hadn't spoken properly for 6 years. I hadn't seen him for 6 years. We'd spoken. The last conversation wasn't a great one.
Yeah.
When you keep things inside, I think they can manifest and become a lot more serious,
absolutely,
and appear to be a lot more serious to you than they actually are. So, yeah, talking is imperative.
And it seems like a cliche when people say that, if you just talk about your feelings, you know, it's okay. But it's actually kind of true, isn't it? If you do talk about stuff, it actually makes it a whole lot better.
Well, when someone tells you that you're being an idiot because actually it's just not that serious, it does help sometimes.
Absolutely.